Today's episode of Locked On Yankees is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order.
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gottsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. I'm a baseball writer turned podcast host, and you may have read my work at places like Baseball Prospectus, The Hardball Times, Sporting News, and the ESPN Sweet Spot blog. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at Stace Gotts. Please feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. We also have an Instagram account, which is Locked On Yankees, all one word. So feel free to leave a comment there as well. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoyed today's episode. It is official. Spring training is in full swing because position players reported today. And there are videos, there will be quotes, and all that good stuff. Let's get excited. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio.com, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. I realize it's silly to get excited about this stuff, but I can't help myself. I logged into Instagram this morning, like I always do, and the Yankees account was one of the first ones to pop up in Insta stories. And it was a bunch of the guys showing up and greeting the Yankee social media person. Well, some greeted them, some didn't. I just found it amusing because, you know, certain guys reacted how you would expect them to. Like Tyler Wade was very social. Aaron Hicks was very social. Tyro Estrada, although Estrada might be really happy because today's his birthday and he's still young and he likes celebrating birthdays. Miguel Andujar, he was in a good mood. I believe Mike Ford, right? Luke Voit, very excited. So excited he put his face up to the phone, which I hope the person who was holding it was kind of far away from the phone, because dude, even with a mask, social distancing. Come on, this stuff still isn't over yet. DJ LeMahieu looked like a ninja. Didn't really react. He kind of acknowledged the social media person in his DJ LeMahieu way. Aaron Judge, also, same thing, kind of quiet. But he was wearing his mask below his nose, and I wanted to scold him like I was his mother. My dude, this has been going on for a year now. How do you not know how to wear a mask? Come on. Then I saw videos of, I believe it was Gio Urshela at third base, working on some stuff. And I have to say, this stuff excites me. I know it's only spring training. I know none of this stuff counts. The stats don't count. The games don't count. You're just really worried about guys staying healthy and getting ready for the season. But this is what spring training is. It's getting ready for the season and making us realize that it's not that far away. Opening day is April 1st. It is February 22nd. And hopefully this March won't feel like last March, which lasted until, I don't know, October. So, you know, hopefully things will go off without a hitch. People will be healthy. Although there was, I think it came out over the weekend that J-Hap tested positive for COVID. There's actually a lot of stuff going on in baseball, not just Yankees related, like Fernando Tatis Jr., signing that insane 14-year contract extension, and everyone joking about how old they're going to be when that contract ends. By the way, I'm going to be 60. 60. Okay? So all the people who are complaining about, I'm going to be in my 40s when that contract is over. Shut up. Anyway, good for him, although the numbers came out and it's very backloaded. But again, good for him. You know, the Padres are going to be fun this year. I mentioned this on previous shows. They did a lot. The Padres did what every other team in baseball should be doing. Spending money, getting players, doing what you're supposed to do in the offseason and not be boring. Speaking of not being boring during the offseason, oh, there was a fun Twitter fight this weekend between Noah Syndergaard, Trevor Bauer, and Marcus Stroman. Spring training has started, boys, okay? And I know everyone likes social media. I mean, hell, you can barely get me off Twitter, but I'm not a professional baseball player. I'm not being paid millions of dollars to play professional baseball. So log off, train for the season, and stop doing this stuff. I mean, as funny as it was, I mean, Noah Syndergaard basically owned Trevor Bauer this weekend, and someone changed his, I think they changed Bauer's Wikipedia page to reflect that Noah Syndergaard was now his father, which I love when people do that. It's so funny. But anyway, as much as I loved watching Noah Syndergaard own Trevor Bauer on Twitter, I still feel like these guys need to log off for a little bit. Just for a little bit. Get into spring training. Do your thing that you need to do. And then fight during the season when you have time to tweet. And I just think it's also hilarious that Trevor Bauer was taking on the Mets pitching staff after everything that happened. Basically, Noah Syndergaard subtweeted Trevor Bauer. If you don't have Twitter and you don't know what that means, a subtweet means that you're addressing someone, but indirectly. Noah Syndergaard didn't even tag Trevor Bauer, did not write his name, did not write his initials, but Mr. Bauer realized what he was talking about. I mean, it was kind of obvious that Syndergaard was talking about him. So they got into a little bit of tiff on Twitter. And then Bauer started something with Marcus Stroman, because Stroman pointed out Bauer's history of saying things that are racially offensive and things that aren't great about women. And Bauer said something to the effect of, well, shouldn't we just treat all people nicely? Which is, oh, the lack of self-awareness. But he also called Stroman homie. Which, one, it's not 1991. Two, you're a white dude from Southern California. You should not be calling a black man homie in 2021. Okay? And some of you wanted this person on the Yankees. I said it before he signed with the Dodgers. I said it after he signed with the Dodgers. The Yankees dodged a bullet. Trevor Bauer is a jackass. In a moment, we'll have more Yankees news, but first, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football's over, but NBA, college basketball, and NHL are in full swing, baseball is on the way, and speaking of baseball, they now have lines for who's going to win all the divisions. Not shocking, but here we go. The White Sox are favored to win the AL Central. Our Yankees are favored to win the AL East, the Astros, the AL West, the Cardinals, the NL Central, the Braves, the NL East, and the Dodgers, the NL West. And you don't just have to bet on sports. You can bet on awards. You can bet on TV shows. You can bet on reality TV. BetOnline has real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. It has 18 amazing flavors. My favorites, double chocolate, mint brownie, coconut almond. There are new ones. Caramel brownies one, really good. Cookies and cream, also really good. They're healthy. They're great for the health conscious person. They're great if you want to lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. They're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber. They're great for the keto diet. And if you go to builtbar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, you'll get 20% off your next order. That means next, not first. So, if you've ordered from Built Bar 50 times, you can still use the code for 20% off. I've gotten my mother into Built Bars. She loves them and wants me to buy more. So again, go to builtbar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. We're covering everything you need to know about the New York Yankees, but what about the rest of sports? Now the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get podcasts. So I said there was more Yankees news to talk about, and here we are. Brett Gardner is back. Not that we're surprised. I wasn't surprised. I was surprised at how long it took, but I wasn't surprised that he's back. I just like the reaction to it, because you have one half of the Yankee fandom saying, thank God he's back, can't picture him in another uniform, want to see him go out as a Yankee. Then there's the other faction who is afraid that even though Aaron Boone said left field is Clint Frazier's job to lose, he'll play Gardner over Frazier. And can I say that I'm in both factions? Because I couldn't picture Brett Gardner in another uniform. I would like for him to retire as a Yankee, but I'm also worried about him playing over Clint Frazier. I'm afraid they won't give Frazier enough of a leash and they'll want to play Brett Gardner. Right now, Brett Gardner would be better as a bench player. We'll see what happens. And speaking of Brett Gardner, we'll talk more about this. I'm going to have a guest because I've said this before. I said that if Brett Gardner re-signed, I would have a guest on the show. And we're planning to have a Brett Gardner extravaganza at some point this week because this person loves Brett Gardner, even though he doesn't really root for the Yankees anymore. Brett Gardner is his boy. So look for that episode later this week. But anyway, yes, I'm happy that Brett Gardner is back. I will not be happy if I see him in left field over Clint Frazier. Now, it wouldn't be Yankees spring training without some drama. And the star of this year's drama so far, I mean, we're only 5 days into spring training, is Domingo Germán. As you recall, he was suspended toward the end of the 2019 regular season, missed the playoffs, missed all of last season because of a domestic violence incident and suspension. Whew, okay. This is so touchy and iffy, and it's hard to talk about. Zach Britton was asked about this. It was a question that a reporter directed towards him, asked him about Domingo Germán directly, okay? And people got upset that Britton was honest in his answer and saying that there's no place for it in society and what he did was wrong. He's talking about Germán putting his hands on a woman. You had some people saying, well, he should defend his teammate. Really? This whole thing is touchy because then you have the people who were complaining that Britton didn't say anything about Aroldis Chapman. Okay, to be fair to Britton, he was not teammates with Aroldis Chapman when that incident happened. That was 5 years ago. That's crazy. That was 5 years ago. Anyway, and he wasn't asked about Aroldis Chapman. And if he had brought up Aroldis Chapman along with Domingo Germán and discussed the whole domestic violence issue, I would have been proud of him for doing that because Zach Britton seems like the type of dude who doesn't care and he'll say what he wants to say. But he probably didn't feel right about bringing up Chapman when he wasn't asked about Chapman because he probably wouldn't have brought up Germán without being asked about Germán. And people also have a problem with that. This whole thing is really touchy. And I feel like the only way to solve this is if you just get rid of these guys. Like, one strike, you're out. Because if you put your hands on a woman, you're a disgusting, repugnant person, and you have no place in our society. Sorry. I know that people are talking about second chances and all that stuff, but you can have your second chance somewhere else. I don't want you on the Yankees. 5 years ago, when Aroldis Chapman's suspension happened, I was writing for Baseball Prospectus Bronx. I just so happened to have a ticket to the game when he made his return from his suspension. And it was disturbing to see everyone's reaction to his return, because they treated it as if he was coming back from, like, Tommy John surgery, or he's coming back from a horrific injury and he was making this incredible comeback. People weren't treating it as a dude who was suspended because of a domestic violence incident coming back to pitch in a game. And it was frankly horrifying. I wrote about it. I wrote about the experience of being there and how uncomfortable it was for me and how not uncomfortable it was for most of the other people who were in that stadium at the time. And I haven't really been able to root for Aroldis Chapman since. And it's annoying to have a guy like that on your team. You want to be able to root for everyone. You don't want to sit there and think, ugh, I have to watch this guy again. And, you know, Chapman isn't really helping himself being the person to give up the two big home runs that knocked the Yankees out of the playoffs the last two seasons. So, I mean, it's hard enough to root for him, but now I really despise having to root for him. Oh, by the way, here's Herman's statement. It is important to me that I have the opportunity to speak directly with my teammates, both individually and collectively, and address them face-to-face before I speak to the media and our fans. This process has begun, but more time is needed, especially since half our team has yet to report to spring training. I recognize that speaking publicly will be an important step for me, and I will do so in the upcoming days. So, just like I said, it's going to happen at some point this week. Oh yes, how did I forget this? Oh, I know why, because I'm suffering from insomnia and my brain is just not working. The news came out that Aroldis Chapman was giving Domingo Herman advice on how to handle all of this. Now, I can see from one side that, like, some people were saying Chapman is the last person you'd want to give advice to Domingo Herman, but on the other hand, he also went through this, and he's just as big an S-bag as Herman, so I think it's perfect. All kidding aside, Chapman told Herman he needs to address his teammates first before he addresses anyone. And that makes sense, because you play day in and day out with these guys, and, you know, you need things to work out with your teammates. You can't have your teammates hating you. So, yeah, the best step is to come in, say I screwed up, I know it has no place in society, and I'm sorry that I screwed up, I got help, or I'm getting help, and this will never happen again. That's the main thing. He needs to tell them he's sorry, he needs to say that it'll never happen again, and they can move on from it. But it's just such a touchy thing. It really is. It's so hard, because you want to give someone a second chance, but from this, like, this is just, ugh. Domestic violence is, oh, God. Again, there's no place for it. And even, you know, Zach Britton said that in his statements. He said, sometimes you don't get to control who your teammates are. I don't agree with what Herman did. I don't think it has any place in the game or off the field or at all. And the other thing that troubles me about this is someone asked Aaron Boone if he attempted to take the clubhouse temperature on this whole thing before pitchers and catchers reported to camp, and Boone said, probably not as well as I should have beforehand. What are you doing? I know there's a lot of stuff to think about when you're heading into the season. You know, the roster and are guys going to be healthy? Is this going to happen? You have a lot of stuff on your plate when you first report to spring training and when you're preparing to report to spring training. But how do you not reach out to the club and ask, okay, so Herman is coming back. How do you feel about this? That's all. That's all you had to do is just reach out, text them. I know you have their phone numbers. Just send a text and say, hey, you know, with everything that's going on, Herman's coming back. How do you feel about this? Especially because of the reason why he wasn't with us the last year. Hello. Maybe I'm being too Virgo and too logical here, but I feel like that should have happened. That this shouldn't have been a situation where Boone was like, oops, my bad. So, as I teased earlier in the show, later in the week, we're going to have a Brett Gardner extravaganza with a guest. So that should be fun. And the rest of this week is just going to be spring training news. Hopefully there's nothing major happening. You know, spring training news, quotes. Maybe I'll have actual sound bites from people. And yeah, you know, baseball is right around the corner. Excuse me, MLB baseball is right around the corner. Oh, speaking of baseball that isn't Major League Baseball, you know, because that's not the only baseball that exists, people. There's baseball all over the world. And speaking of that, I got to watch Masahiro Tanaka pitch in Japan the other night in a spring training game, which was cool. Someone provided a YouTube link, so a bunch of us were watching it. And it was slightly depressing, I'll admit it, because I wanted Tanaka to come back with the Yankees. I kind of understand why they didn't, but he was a good Yankee while he was here, and I'm going to miss him a lot. And you know who else is going to miss him? Gerrit Cole. They became buddies last season. Gerrit Cole was talking about Tanaka the other day, and it was adorable, and I love their bromance. I think it's great. Cole said that he'll be keeping up with Tanaka and seeing how he's doing, although he was joking about Tanaka having to hit in Japan. and hoping that he stretches out his hamstrings. And yeah, so anyway, I think that's so great that in the 1 year that they were teammates, they became that close. Oh, and one more show note before I go. We officially are going to 5 shows a week next week, but I will be doing 5 shows this week. We will have plenty to talk about with spring training. And again, the Brett Gardner extravaganza is coming up. But for now, that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio.com, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On today. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Monday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.